What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
It is a great day, but it is also a bit of a tragic day.
Why?
It's time for the diary entry, but we are literally on the precipice of the rest of the diaries, and no one... No matter how short, she could just be like, oh, I'll be right back.
Yeah.
And we have to leave it. We have no more vetoes to read an extra entry.
We have a lot of commenters saying the rules are made up. Go ahead and add more. No. But
tell the FCC that. All right.
Right.
Yeah. There's a lot of strict rules.
Yeah. I did something.
What? No, you didn't.
I'm already mad at Erica because she read ahead.
No, I saw something.
You opened it.
I did open it. I did not even look at the page we're on to know. Whatever happened, we'll get to that in a second.
Okay.
But like, I looked at where the bookmark is in the diary, and then I to the end.
Oh.
We're a little more than halfway through.
No.
So however long we've been doing this, we have about that long left.
But some entries could be longer, which means we have less entries.
Less, you're right. I did not look at lengths of thing, but I was like, we've got about this much time again.
You know what? I feel good about that.
We've
learned so much.
We really have.
So there's still that much more to go.
So where we left off, it was the entry after the torn pages. The entry simply read, I've become the woman that I hate. I don't want to be
how
who
did
I am.
Let this happen?
How did I let this happen? Which forced T-Hack the hoarder into letting go of our last veto.
Right.
Which got us
too much.
A little more information.
And basically just she's in a big mess and she feels that everything's very complicated. Thank you, Avril Lavigne.
But she never said what the mess is.
No.
So we still don't have an explanation for the four torn out pages or what woman she's become. The speculation among us, was I the only one who was like, she cheated?
It sounds like something like that happened.
Something like, bad seems to have happened with Mike.
She became something. Okay. Mm-hmm. So when we got done, Erica, once again, in her defense, sometimes the diary writer will write something like when she wrote, I'm not pregnant. We went back and looked at it. Like you cannot not see it.
Right. And this is a very similar, but not at all that.
Okay.
And I will tell you exactly when I see
when
the
you
thing.
Hit that moment. Yeah. But you know something we don't know.
Correct. You're going to like it, though.
The last entry we read where everything was complicated was...
April 15th.
Okay.
This is May 14th.
Okay. I'm full month.
Okay. You ready?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Happy birthday to me! I know. Oh. We now know when her birthday is.
Oh,
I don't know if
this started in June 2 years ago.
And so we thought her birthday was early June. Turns out it's mid-May.
So it's mid-May, but the first time she got her birthday present of the diary out was June.
Yes.
Okay.
May 14th, you said?
May 14th.
Okay.
So she's 27 now.
Exactly. And that's actually what I saw is it's a 27 with a bunch of stars drawn around it.
Oh, can you hold that up for us?
Like
a good teacher?
Yeah.
Okay. Got it.
Got it. Yeah. I don't know if this is what 27 is supposed to look like, but here's what it looks like. The semester is over in less than a month and then summer starts. I'm working on getting through all this school stuff as quickly as possible. And then the terrifying future. Usually not knowing what's ahead and not having a plan would completely wreck me. But I'm kind of excited. I interview for my fall internships in the next few weeks. Things are coming together and I'm doing my best to not fall apart. I'm a beautiful, almost successful 27-year-old with a pretty terrific boyfriend. This is what I keep trying to tell myself. But I don't think it's all true and don't think I deserve it. I had to tell someone, and so I told Katie. She confirmed my worst fears. I am awful. Oh, guys. But secretly awful. And now the secret awful princess has to go out with her awesome boyfriend and pretend everything is fine. Oh, happy birthday, princess. You're a faker.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Also, I don't like that she's calling herself princess here.
She cheated.
She for sure cheated.
And she told Katie, who's Mike's friend.
Yeah, Katie was how she met Mike.
Or do you think she's just like, she confessed to Katie that I'm not 100% about Mike. And she's like, you're horrible. He's the best.
She became now, like, the woman she never wanted. Like, dude.
Do we know how the relationship with, what was his name, Justin ended?
No.
I don't think I just, so. I feel like I understand what you're saying.
And it is possible. Like, I had to tell someone, so I told Katie.
The guilt was eating her up.
Or.
And she ripped a billion pages out.
Yeah.
Or she got pregnant and chose not to have, even though she knew Mike
is such a.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I didn't even think like that.
Well, it's very dark up here, so.
She did something that she hasn't told Mike, and it doesn't seem like she didn't say, I'm reading between so many lines, but it's like, it didn't sound like Katie was like, you got to tell him.
Right. It sounds like
she was like, you're awful.
You're a bad person. And now.
And just live with it.
Right.
Live with the fact that you're a bad person. What did she rip out of those pages?
If you're a bad person, you should probably tell your boyfriend.
Not if you're a bad person to him. This is.
He still deserves to know.
There is. Have you ever? Okay. This is just a cheating thing. And I've had to learn this. Like, I learned it on this show. When the person who cheats unburdens themselves with their partner, it's so selfish. Because it's like, I can't carry this around. So I'm going to ruin your life too.
And I hope you forgive me.
Here you go. I'm going to ruin your life.
But the other option is just staying together forever and just
if you're never
going to
do it again, yeah. Yeah, that's the other option. I know, but like therapists have told us on the show, it's like you're being selfish if you if you're doing it for some other reason other than I can't carry this guilt. Like you're just hurting them again. You're like,
yeah.
I feel so bad about this. And the only way to make me feel better is to like hit you in the head with the worst truth you've ever.
But wouldn't that person deserve to know and have the option to leave?
That's what I was thinking.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. But if you're never going to do it again and you learned, then your penance is you have to walk around with it by yourself. Is that what we think? Are you leaning towards pregnancy? Because that's got me shook.
I think I'm leaning towards cheating, but the pregnancy is a total option.
Because to me, because Katie was friends with Mike prior,
yeah,
I feel like she would involve herself and be like, you have to tell Mike. Whereas with the pregnancy,
she'd be like, you're awful. Just keep it to
yourself.
But
I know that's way too personal for me to get involved in.
True.
Okay, so her birthday is May 14th. That's when the entry was. What's the next entry?
June 14th.
Mm.
I know. She's like on a once a month.
Okay. Well, hopefully we find out what kind of awful person she is tomorrow.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.